Hi everybody, I am Brooke Ray, and welcome to the second episode of Weirds, Wins, and Wows. This is the podcast where we pause the doom scrolling and remember that the world is still strange, silly, and occasionally wonderful if we actually look around. This week we're talking about possible evidence of life on Mars, Earth's molten core pulling some unexpected moves, Mattel doing something surprisingly wholesome, Disneyland workers finally getting their back pay, DoorDash rescuing a quarter billion pounds of food, and a new cancer drug that might sound straight out of a metal album. So let's get into it. The Perseverance rover has been roaming Jezero Crater, a place that used to be a river delta on Mars billions of years ago. It's been drilling into rocks and recently found some unusual chemical compounds in these funky, like, leopard spot textures. On Earth, patterns like that usually come from microbial communities. They leave behind minerals while they're metabolizing things. However, it could just be odd chemistry, but the scientists over at NASA do seem to believe that the life was here explanation makes far more sense than the good old chemistry explanation. While it can't be proven yet, as Perseverance doesn't have a full lab on board, scientists do want to bring the samples back to Earth, which will take years, but for now, this is the clearest sign that we've had that Mars wasn't just habitable, that it might have actually been inhabited. So maybe Mars just isn't a dead rock after all. Maybe it's a rock with a slightly spooky past. Maybe we did have neighbors once upon a however many years ago. From mysteries light years away to mysteries literally under our feet, back here on Earth, scientists spotted something a bit unusual in our planet's liquid core beneath the Atlantic Ocean. Using NASA's GRACE satellites, there was actually about 10 centimeters of movement. And I know that doesn't sound like much, but we are talking about molten iron and nickel moving like thousands of miles underground. And we measured it from space. That's kind of crazy. So why does this matter? Because the flow of the core generates Earth's magnetic field. That field shields us from solar radiation and keeps things like GPS and satellites running. And there's already a weak spot in the field called the South Atlantic Anomaly, where satellites tend to glitch a tiny bit more. This new data helps explain why things like that happen. No, it doesn't mean the poles are going to be flipping tomorrow. Those reversals happen on a scale of hundreds of thousands of years. But it is proof that Earth's core is still restless and constantly shifting under us. All right, enough of the planetary horror vibes. Let us talk about humans doing something decent for once. For Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, the month of September, Mattel has announced that it is donating 10,000 Brave Barbie and Brave Ken dolls every year to kids who lose their hair from illness or treatment. These dolls come with removable wigs, scarves, and a range of skin tones and body types. They are not sold in stores. They are only being given out through groups like Ronald McDonald's House and Starlight Children's Foundation. Look, I get that dolls don't cure cancer, but when you're a kid going through something terrifying, having a toy that actually looks like you can make a huge difference. It's representation, it's comfort, and it's a reminder that you're still you and you're brave. And speaking of companies, here's one that wasn't quite as generous, but still inevitably had to do the right thing. A judge just approved a $233 million settlement for over 50,000 Disneyland employees. Here's what happened. Back in 2018, Anaheim passed Measure L, which required big resort area businesses getting city subsidies to pay a living wage. Disney decided that it didn't really apply to them, and workers ended up suing. After years of back and forth, the courts ultimately sided with the workers. Now, employees are finally getting back pay, It's one of the largest wage theft settlements in California history. For the people who keep the so-called, quote, happiest place on earth running, this is justice and is honestly long overdue. So that's a win, yeah? This next one, it's kind of a number that makes you double-check you read it right. DoorDash's Project Dash just announced it has rescued more than 250 million pounds of food from being wasted. Here's how the program works. Drivers and volunteers pick up surplus food from restaurants, grocery stores, and stadiums, event venues, basically anything that will partner with them, and they will deliver it to food banks and shelters. 250 million pounds of food roughly works out to about 200 million meals, maybe a little bit more if people stretch it. And while the hunger aspect of it is amazing, food waste also produces methane in landfills, a greenhouse gas that is worse than CO2. So this program doesn't only help feed people, it also helps the climate. And while it's not a perfect solution, hunger is a massive systemic problem, and DoorDash has plenty of issues with how it treats its workers, but 250 million pounds of food saved is a huge milestone, and that truly is a number that should make you stop scrolling and go, wait, really? All right, feeding millions is huge, but this last story, it's about giving people more time. And that is definitely priceless. The FDA just gave breakthrough therapy designation to a drug called, I'm going to get this wrong. I have practiced it so many times on my own. And even after like 3 years of working in a medicinal chemistry lab, I still really struggle with drug names. Raludotatug deruxtecan. I swear that sounds like somebody, like, very poorly rolled on a D&D bad name generator, and I'm not even joking. I'll put it up in the video, and you can see how it's spelled, and you can try to pronounce it for yourself. This drug is being tested for ovarian and related cancers that are unresponsive to regular chemotherapy. These are some of the toughest cancers to treat once patients become, quote, platinum resistant, meaning standard drugs like carboplatin stop working. Options can be very limited. This new drug is an antibody drug conjugate. Think of it like a guided missile. The antibody finds tumor cells with a certain protein called CDH6, and the attached chemo payload gets delivered directly to that target. That means ultimately there's less damage to human cells and more of an impact directly on the cancer cells. In early trials of this drug, some patients saw tumors shrink even after everything else had failed. While breakthrough status doesn't mean it's approved yet, it does mean that the FDA will fast-track testing and review. For patients with almost no options left, that's hope. And honestly, in medicine, that's huge. And that's the end of our tour through the strange and hopeful this week. We have reached the end of the episode, and I just want to remind you that the world isn't just falling apart. It is also full of strange signals, small victories, and the occasional miracle. It's messy, it's spooky, it's beautiful. And all of it is ours to notice. If you enjoy what you saw here and would like to see more of my content, I host two other podcasts. The Long Arc walks through history to give more meaning to current topics. Moth and Lantern explores symbolism, spirituality, and culture alongside The Long Arc to provide an even deeper reflection into our collective past. As always, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. I also have a Patreon if you are interested in supporting the work. However you choose to connect, thank you for being here. Stay weird, stay wild, and until next time, may your week be full of good coffee, odd little wonders, and just the right amount of spooky. This is Brooke Ray, signing off.